Every police department in New York State is going through a state-mandated reform and reinvention process meant to eliminate racial disparities in policing. But will the process affect racial disparities in the ranks of police departments themselves? WSHU's Charles Lane spoke with current and retired black Suffolk County police officers. They told him it's harder to get on the force and get promoted when you're black.
In 1981, Richard Wright was at the end of a long conference table being interviewed for a spot in Suffolk's Police Academy.
They asked me, so how did you afford the suit that you had on?
Other black officers already on the force warned that the interview would be difficult.
At least two occasions I was called to see if I would get angry.
He says the slur was meant to rattle him. Police brass looked down both sides of the table at him.
Like I said, this thing went on for at least 3 hours of questions about my bills, about my background, about my family background, whether it be my in-laws, my finances, on and on.
When it was finished, Wright was so shaken that he couldn't find the door.
I clearly remember walking down the hall, walking down the steps and to my car, which is in the parking lot, and just sitting there and crying. Because I guess I held myself as long as I could. I always had felt that, you know, I was the one that was chosen, that they were going to fail.
Wright served 28 years on the force, retiring in 2009. He's part of a fraternal organization of black police officers called the Suffolk Guardians. Before the pandemic, Wright still went to meetings.
From what I hear from other officers, no, it's not better. You know, from what I hear from other officers, yes, they do have their difficulties with movement in the department.
Wright was among 8 current and retired officers who described a department where not being white meant it was harder to get hired, harder to get promoted, and ultimately leads to unequal policing. When Wright was first hired, there were roughly 60 black police officers on the force. Currently, there are 64. The department is overwhelmingly white, 85%. The department has made strides increasing the number of non-white police officers, mostly those who self-report as Hispanic. About 8% of the residents in Suffolk's police district are black. Less than 3% of the department is black. If Suffolk County Police wanted to reflect the community it polices, it would need to hire 130 more black officers, 3 times what it has now.
I mean, the numbers speak for themselves.
Calvin Powell supervised one of the largest increases of minority police officers in the department's history. It started in the 1970s through what was called the Community Service Aid Program.
The purpose of this program was to increase the number of minorities in the police department.
Powell retired in 2010 and is a former president of the Suffolk Guardians. He says the community service aides were permitted to test for the academy, but, he says, many black applicants, to use Wright's words, were chosen to fail. Powell says the department tried to do this to him.
I was given a written psychological examination with a bunch of, you know, vague and arbitrary questions. But the bottom line is I was told shortly after completing this exam that my results were that I had failed this psychological exam.
He appealed, hired a private psychologist, and was admitted to the force. And he went on to serve 30 years to eventually rise and become a hostage negotiator.
Many other African-American police officers that I've talked to over the course of my career that experienced the same exact situation, but in my opinion, it's nothing more than an effort to discourage African-Americans from joining the police department.
Another former president of the Suffolk Guardians, Kenny Williams, has seen numbers on this.
Well, I know exactly where the numbers fall off, where candidates, African-American candidates, are more likely to fall out. The explanation as to why, I think, has to be investigated.
Williams was in charge of officer recruitment, and he says the department has mostly succeeded in getting black applicants to take the entrance test. It's after that, during the background and, like Powell, the psychological test, where black applicants fail.
there's a lot of subjectivity in those qualifying tests, and that all the standards were not equally applied, or cases were handled differently.
Despite multiple requests, Suffolk police officials did not provide demographic statistics on the applicants screened from the academy. A sliver of data was revealed in a civil rights lawsuit where, in 2014, a black applicant passed the entrance test, but he says he was unfairly dismissed because of, like Powell, he failed the psychological test. The data shows that 90% of cadets were white and 4.5% were black, below the police district's population. Suffolk settled the discrimination suit for an undisclosed amount. None of this is a new issue for the department. Suffolk has been routinely criticized for the paucity of black officers since at least 1986, when it entered into a consent decree with the Department of Justice over this very issue. Police officials declined multiple requests for an interview and refused to allow black officers to speak publicly. However, in public meetings regarding police reform, they repeatedly assured skeptics that the department would change. Risco mentioned Lewis is deputy police commissioner. She's African-American.
One woman spoke about, you know, kind of rich white people are going to make the decisions. That's not true in this one. And you may have been true about a lot of one, but not this one. We're all going to make this dialogue. I'm at the table. I'm a deputy police commissioner. I'm doing the research.
Suffolk's Task Force for Police Reform is expected to issue a draft report in the coming days. Its contents are unknown, but one of the task force's subcommittees is focused on hiring in the department. Charles Lane, WSHU News.